I love a ukulele, don't you, Rob Murphy?
I sure do. Don't I play it well?
You do. You are so good.
And I can even throw my voice and actually sing like I never have before.
How do you do? I knew you were multi-talented. I had no idea, though. You are good.
You know, my mom trained me well. You know, I wasn't even out of diapers, and she had a ukulele in my crib.
Oh, Mom, we love her. Well, we got a winner. Congratulations to Beth Bloomers from Holland. Beth works over at West Ottawa High School, and she called in on her way to work this morning, and she won herself a $20 Village Inn gift card just for hearing for the, or listening for the word ukulele. And so, Rob, she's going to be going to Village Inn. How about that?
That's great, and hopefully she won't have to have someone scrape her windows like I had to scrape mine this morning.
Really? You had to park outside last night, huh?
Well, my mother-in-law has taken up the art of paragliding, you know, with one of those things with the big lawnmower strapped to your back, and you're sitting in a go-kart frame. And
are you serious?
Yeah, so
your mother-in-law does this?
Her retirement to her meant I get to go be the child I never was.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
It is pretty cool. But
so how did that end up, how did your car end up being outside? Is she using the garage for all this equipment?
Well, she got the garage one stall, then my father-in-law is selling his convertible because they just decided that they're retired, so they need to have a fifth wheel. So, of course, the fifth wheel needs to have a pickup truck that's so long he had to get special permit just to drive it on the road.
Oh, my lordy.
Not really, but, you know. So
just about, huh?
So our driveway's pretty full.
I bet it is. So you had to park outside, you were scraping your windows.
Yeah, I just timed getting to the studio just right when I got in and turned on the windshield wipers and went.
And then you realize, oh!
I haven't heard that noise in like 4 years.
I'll bet. And you realize you forgot your ukulele and, yeah. Well, you know.
And the morning went downhill.
Well, congratulations again, Beth Bloomers from Holland. Beth wins that $20 Village Inn gift card just for listening for the word ukulele. There's a story behind that. I'll have to tell that later on. So tell us about Africa's Child. What's going on over there? A lot of happenings, I understand.
It's cruising. We have a couple new, we have a new staff member over there who's just doing amazing. Just anyone who's been in there knows that we have some incredible people that work and volunteer there.
You really do.
And that really makes that store what it is. Yeah. And so that's just really, I love going in there. You know, I went in there Saturday, and they were lined up from the cash register all the way back to where the books start. I mean, there was just a line of people, and they're just ringing up. And I said if we hit a certain dollar threshold while I was still in the store, that I'd stand up on the counter and sing a Christmas carol.
Did you?
Unfortunately, yeah. people in the store, I had to stand up and sing, but fortunately we hit that dollar threshold.
What was your Christmas carol of choice?
I just grabbed Jingle Bells because then I could throw in, oh, what fun it is to shop at Africa's Child today. You know, it went well, and, you know, the guests loved it. And,
oh, I'm sure they did.
So it was good. But you know, that place is like that. It's not a store. It's a fun house when I'm there, especially when all my kids are there.
Oh my God! Well, I stopped in on Friday. I dropped in, and I said the first thing I said to the ladies behind the counter, I said, "It is so nice coming in here. The store is so clean, so neat, so well kept. You come in, you go into some resale stores, and they're not like that.
Yeah.
Not to put anybody else down by any means, but your store is so well kept, and everything's just arranged so nicely, and you can just really feel the care that you put into everything. And
that's what it's all about.
First thing I said to the ladies, I was very impressed, as I always am when I go in there.
Well, sometimes you go into a resale store, and it feels like you're digging through other people's garbage. Mm-hmm. And when you come into Africa's Child, one, you're greeted. Two, the one thing you see is there's signage. Mm-hmm. Everything is labeled. It's in English and in Spanish.
Nice.
So that
nice.
We can serve those in our community that have a language gap.
Sure.
Since when does resale have to mean that you lower your standards?